Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We conclude the program today by looking at the season of light. Hanukkah is observed by Jews across the globe for 8 days. Joining us now, my friend, Matilda Oppenheimer. Matilda, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me, Lori.
And thank you for letting us ask you questions about Hanukkah, because give us a little bit of an idea of how long you've lived in Sioux Falls and how big the Jewish community is in Sioux Falls. Do you know?
We've lived here about 28 years, and the Jewish community probably numbers a couple of hundred people. Not all are affiliated with Mount Zion, which is the formal congregation temple in Sioux Falls, but probably a couple hundred.
Right. And where are we at in Hanukkah? We're closing it out now.
We're closing it out.
All right.
Jewish holidays start in the evening. And so last night, Tuesday night, we lit the eighth candle, and it will conclude at sunset tonight.
Is this something that's a personal observance for you? You do this in your home? Is this something you do in community?
Most Jewish holidays are a combination of personal, private, home celebration, celebrating with family and friends, and community-wide celebrations. Yeah. Hanukkah itself is one that tends more toward the home celebration.
Okay. So what does that look like on a daily basis? Is it, walk me through what it's like to be in your house during Hanukkah.
Well, what makes a huge difference is whether or not there are children in the house. Right. Hanukkah is actually a relatively minor, theologically weighted holiday. I mean, it's not a major historically, but it's become more widely celebrated and noticed probably in the 20th century, in the 1900s, than it had been previously. And so it makes a huge difference whether or not you have children at home. Like every family, every person you talk to has their own memories of Hanukkah and their own traditions and whatever. In my family, it was really a child-centric holiday. It's like we didn't give presents to our parents. We didn't send cards to people, whatever. It was just all about lighting the menorah with the candelabrum with our family and with the kids and eating the potato pancakes, the latkes, and having some parties and spinning the dreidel, the little top, the toy, which has no ritual significance, but it's a tradition of the holiday. It was just mostly about the children. Now that my children have flown the nest, we did celebrate with our cats. We Skyped a couple of times with our kids. One of my cats actually singed her whiskers on the menorah. Our biggest celebrations, particularly this past year, was we went to the community celebration at the temple.
Does it make a difference where the menorah is in your home? Do you put it in a window?
It's supposed to be in the window.
In the window.
It's supposed to be visible to the people outside. It's supposed to cast its light into the darkness of the night. We generally have it on the dining room table. We don't want the curtains to catch on fire.
The curtains.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's
more light each night. So you light one candle and the next night you light two?
That's the most common tradition. Actually, if you look at a Hanukkiah, which is the Hanukkah festival menorah, there are actually spaces for 9 lights. And the ritual is that you light one of the candles, which is called the shamus, sort of the helper candle. You can light that one with the match, but then the other 8 spaces are for candles that represent each night. And so, yes, on the first night, we follow the tradition of lighting one of the daily candles on the first night, adding one each night until you get up to 8. There are traditions that say to go the other way, which is actually kind of news to me that I've only learned in recent years. So there are people who go the other way, where they light all the candles on the first night, and then they'll decrease by 1 each night. But most commonly, people start with.
Tell me what it's like to live in Sioux Falls, celebrating Hanukkah or honoring Hanukkah, observing Hanukkah in December, when when everything is lit up with Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, it is true throughout the United States. We're a very Christian country. I grew up in Buffalo, New York, and it was the same thing there, and it's the same thing in most cities. Yes, we are outnumbered by those who observe Christmas and whatever, and I guess I can't tell you, I've never lived in Israel, I've never lived in New York City, where there's a more balance of Jews and non-Jews, and so I can't really contrast it with anything. All I can say is you do your thing, we do ours. And I grew up with, we had some very close friends who used to always invite us over, my family over, mm-hmm. for Christian friends who invited our family over for Christmas Eve. And we enjoyed being there and not celebrating the holiday with, okay. them, but sharing in the festivities with them. And we always had non-Jewish as well as Jewish friends over at our house to celebrate Hanukkah, not celebrate, but right. to share in the festivities.
We have just about a minute left, and I'm wondering if we could close with, how does Hanukkah sort of bring you closer to your faith and to who you are?
Oh, every aspect of Judaism, every time you observe a ritual. Judaism is a religion that's very much a way of life. It's not, at least the way I live it, the way I was raised to live it, mm-hmm. it's not one you leave in the synagogue. It's a very home-based religion. It's a very daily life religion. It affects the food I eat. It affects my approach to people and the earth and the way that, just everything about it pervades the way I function in this world. Mm-hmm. And Hanukkah is just a piece of it. It brings back memories of times with my families growing up and my extended family and my kids who aren't here. And I hope my future generations of my family will be celebrating it. Yeah.
Do I say Happy Hanukkah?
Sure.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
I hope your holidays are happy also.
We appreciate your time.